Good morning, everyone. Be'ez Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'Yinei Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tziben, Rav Yosef. Good morning, Avi. And we are on the bottom line of Tzadi Alpha and Beis. Today's daf is daf Tzadi Beis. Says the Mishnah, someone who one of his seven relatives dies is an onen between the death and the burial. So, if you have an onen, the halacha is that an onen is usher to eat karbanos. How do you know that an onen is usher to eat karbanos? So there was a story that happened in Parsha Shmini, an argument between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron said, "V'achalti chatas hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem nadav and aviyu," or just died. So Aaron was an onen. Moshe was upset why he didn't eat a certain karban. And Aaron said, "What do you mean? I'm an onen, I can't eat a karban." So how did Aaron know that he wasn't allowed to eat it? So the Gemara in Maseches Maseches Zvachim on Daf Kuf Aleph says that Aaron learned it from a Kal V'chomer. Pashas Kisavo, it says, Lo achalti va'oni mimenu, that he could not eat Meiser as an onen. So Aaron made a Kal V'chomer. If he wasn't able to eat Meiser as an onen, Kal V'chomer, he couldn't eat a carbon when he was an onen. Says the Mishnah. So, onen, Tovel va'ochel es pito la'erev. So let's say a guy's an onen on Erev Pesach. And they didn't even do the burial Erev Pesach. They didn't even do the burial Pesach night. He wasn't buried. So the halach is he can go to the mikvah. Now why does an onen have to go to the mikvah? He's not even tamei. But apparently the Gemara says in Chagiga that the rabbis instituted this tevilah because since he was not allowed to eat karbanos, they wanted to make some heker that people should know that an onen is not allowed to eat karbanos. So they said you have to go to a mikveh, even though he wasn't tameh at all. But they required him to go to the mikveh before he would eat a karban, like as a special chumrah for eating karban. So onen tovel va'ochelas pito la'erev va'ochelas pischo la'erev, and he's allowed to eat the karban pesach that night. The Gemara is going to explain this is only if he became an onen after chatzos. So he had the ability to eat the carbon Pesach at one time, but if he was an onen before Chatzos, then he's not chayiv in the carbon at all. We'll see this in the Gemara. But if he became an onen after Chatzos, so he can go to the mikvah, and he's allowed to eat the carbon Pesach that night, even before the dead body is buried, because midoraisa, aninus only applies to the day of death, of burial, the day of death, excuse me, but the night afterwards, it's only Nisa Drabanan, and the rabbis allowed you to violate the Nisa Drabanan because of the mitzvah asay of eating the Karban Pesach. That is a mitzvah asay sheyesh bo karis. Rabbeinu Chananel writes that even though Yontif usually is Mevatel Avelus, however, we see from this Gemara that Yontif is not Mevatel Aninus. Aninus still applies on Yontif. And the Sefer Shahar HaMelech writes that as far as the Isser of Achilas Kachim, Aninus is observed on Shabbos and Yontif. There is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch what aspects of Aninus do apply on Shabbos and Yontif, like Dvarim Shel Tzina, let's say, Tashmish Amita. That would still be Aser and Shabbos and Yontif if a person's an Onain, even though some other aspects of Aninus don't apply, right? Let's say, because on Shabbos, let's say for sure, on Shabbos you can't bury, right? Nothing you can do. So there is a question in Shulchan Aruch whether or not, let's say you're allowed to make brachos or do other things that an Onain is normally not allowed to do. Can you do them on Shabbos? The other one, you can't bury the guy anyway. So maybe Aninus is suspended. But the Rabbeinu Chananel points out, you see from this Mishnah that as far as eating kachim, Aninus does apply on Shabbos and Yontif. And, however, the last line of the Mishnah says, even though an onen can tovel v'ochlos pischol erev, avalo bekachim. But an onen, there's a special dispensation to allow an onen to eat a karban Pesach, but an onen is not allowed to eat other karbanos. There is a machlokas in Maseches Zvachim. Does this mean even on Pesach night he can't eat other karbanos? Others say no. Pesach night, he can eat other karbanos. Once we allow him to eat the karban Pesach, he can eat other karbanos. This just means a regular onen any other night of the year is not allowed to eat other karbanos. But maybe Pesach night he can. That's a machlokas amoraim in Maseches Zvachim and Daf Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. Let's continue. Hashomea al meso. Let's say a person hears It's post 30 days after one of his seven relatives died. He didn't know that he died. And now he hears about it 60 days later. So the halacha is that he's onein midrabanan. He's an onein midrabanan that day. So that's an onein even by days, the rabbanan. So hashomea al meso v'hamalakid lo atzamos. In the times of the Gemara, they used to have a custom to bury someone temporarily in one spot and then put him in his permanent burial place later, in his beis avosav, in the family burial plot, not right away. Hamalakid lo atzamos. So somebody was collecting a dead body in order to rebury it, where there's also aninus midrabanan. So tovel v'ochel bekachim. In such a case, you can go to the mikvah and not only eat karban pesach, but in this case, since the whole aninus, even by days the rabbanan, they did not decree any aninus at night. In such a case, where the aninus by day is doraisa, so the rabbis decreed aninus midrabanan at night. So that's why they only permitted Karban Pesach, which is Aseh Sheyesh Bo Kares, and not other Karbanos. However, but in this case of Hamalakid Lo Atzamos, or Misha Shama Sheyesh Lomei, HaShomei Al Meso, so Tova V'Ochel B'Kodshim, not only would you be allowed to eat a Karban Pesach, even other Karbanos would be okay. Since the Isser by day is only Drabbanon, the rabbis did not decree an Isser Drabbanon at night as well. Gerish in the sky of Erev Pesach. If you have a ger who converted on Erev Pesach, Beisham Yom Tov Ochos Pischol Erev. Beishamai says, if a ger converted on Erev Pesach, so Beishamai says, no problem. He's a Gevaldige Jew. So he's allowed to go to the mikveh and he eats his Karban Pesach that night. Beis Hillel Omer, no. One of the few places that Beis Hillel is more strict than Beishamai. Beis Hillel Omer, no. Haporish mina arla, kiporish mina kever. A person who converts, he's tameh for 7 days. So he has tumah. So he's not. If it was his seventh day that he converted, then he can go to the mikveh and maybe eat that night. But if he just converted on Erev Pesach, he's got to wait 7 days till he eats a karban. He's considered to be like he's tumah. He has tumah of being a guy on him for 7 days. So says Beis Hillel. Let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara. By the way, Imamish even needs a sprinkling of the Gemara is going to explain that Imamish needs a sprinkling of the Paraduma water. He's literally considered to be Tame. We'll see in the Gemara. My Taima asked the Gemara, what's the reason that an Onain is permitted that night, but he can't eat only for a Karban Pesach he's permitted, but other Karbanos he's not allowed to. What's the reason? My Taima says the Gemara, Kosavar Aninus Delaila Durabanan. The Aninus of the night after the day that one of the seven relatives died is only Drabbanan. V'gabe Pesach, lohe amidu devrein b'makum kares. And the rabbis did not uphold their din Drabbanan in the face of an aseh sheyesh bo kares. Gabe kodshim, but by other karbanos, where it's not an aseh sheyesh bo kares, it's just a regular, normal aseh. Gabe kodshim, hamidu devrein b'makum aseh. The rabbis upheld their words even in the place of a regular Mitzvah Saseh. As we know from the Gemara Maseches Yevamos on Daf Tzadi, we have a rule, Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Tasa, that the Chachamim have the right. Sounds like a little strange to us, but that's what the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Tzadi, that the rabbis can prevent you from doing a Mitzvah Saseh Doraisa. That's why we don't take a lulav if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, or we don't blow shofar if the Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, even though blowing shofar is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, and as far as the Torah is concerned, you blow shofar on Shabbos, you take a lulav on Shabbos, but the rabbis were worried you're going to go carry it. You're going to go to a bucky to teach you how to do it. So since the rabbis were worried, the rabbis have a right to suspend the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Unbelievable. So that's the same thing over here, that by a Pesach is a aseh sheyesh bo kares, so the rabbis did not uphold their words, but by other karbanos, the rabbis upheld their words. Let's continue. Hashomea al meso. If a person hears about a death of one of his seven relatives, 60 days, anytime after 30 days after the death, or he's collecting the bones to rebury them, says the Gemara, Melakeit Atzamos, if he himself was reinterring the body, Habay Hazar Shlish Yushvi, what do you mean? He's Tamei for 7 days. Says the Gemara, you're right. It doesn't mean you're doing it yourself. Ema Shalik to Lo Atzamos. No. Somebody else is doing it for you. You're not going to become Tamei. Gersh in the sky air on Erev Pesach, Beis Shammai says you can eat it right away. Basil says it's like you're Tamei. Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Machlokes, Ba'orel Nachri. This that Beis Shammai is still arguing, this is by a non-Jew who converts. The Beis Hillel Savre Gezerah Shema Yitma L'Shana Haba. Why does Beis Hillel say that you're Tamei for 7 days? Because we're afraid that maybe this guy will become Tamei the next year, 2 days before Pesach. V'yomar, and he will say in his ignorance, Ishtaked, last year, even if I was Tamei 2 days before Pesach as a goy, Milo Tavalti Vachalti, yet I converted Erev Pesach, and now I'm a Jew, and I ate the Karban Pesach, which you're allowed to do, because when you become Tamei as a goy, you're not Tamei. Achshav Nami, now that I'm a Jew, Etbol V'Ochel, maybe even if he becomes Tamei 2 days before Pesach, we're afraid he's going to dip in the mikveh and eat the Karban Pesach. He won't realize that the reason why he was able to eat Karban Pesach, even though he went to a funeral 2 days before, he went to a burial 2 days before Pesach, he was a guy, he was not Mekabel Tuma. Achshav Yisrael Mekabel Tuma. So Beis Hillel was worried about a din d'rabbanan that he's going to confuse if he got Tamei last year as a guy as opposed to this year after he converted. Beis Shammai Savrei Lo Gazrinan. No. Beis Shammai is not worried about this. He says people are going to know the difference. Aval Arel Yisrael. But let's say he had a person who, for whatever reason, was a Jew. He was born a Jew, but he never got a bris milah. For whatever reason, he didn't get a bris milah. So he's an Arel Yisrael on Erev Pesach. Divrei HaKol Tova Velchus Pischal Erev. Guy gets a bris milah on Erev Pesach. If he was a Jew all along, everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel agrees he can go to the mikvah and eat the Karban Pesach that night because there's no reason to make such a gzera. He was a Jew all along. Even if he had been Tamei 2 days ago, he would not be permitted. V'lo gazrinan arel Yisrael mishum arel nachri. Right? Beis Hillel is not going to make a gzera arel Yisrael because of an arel nachri. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a brisa in support of this. Amr Shimon Elazar, Lo Nechlu Beishai Beishil Al Ara Yisrael, Shetob Alchus Fiskal Erev. There's no machlokes about a Jewish RL who can go to the mikveh and eat his Karban Pesach that night. Amar Nechlu Al Ara Nachish Beishami Om Tob Alchus Fiskal Erev. Beishami says you can dip in a mikveh and eat your Karban Pesach that night. Beishil Omrim Haporish Mina Arla Kiporish Mina Kever. Amar Rava. Now the Gemara now is going to quote. There's some Yisurim Drabanan that the Chachamim say that we can push away these Yisurim, that these Yisurim Darabanan push away, even a mitzvah saseh sheish bo karis. And some Yisurim Darabanan, the rabbis say they don't push away mitzvah saseh sheish bo karis. Amar Rava, the following three, the rabbis held up Yisurim Darabanan, even b'makom. Amar Rava, Rava said, Orel hazav izemel, Hamidu Devrayim Bimakom Kares. So Rava said, these three halachos, Orel, Hazah, the sprinkling of the Paraduma water, V'izemel, and carrying the Mila knife in certain circumstances, Hamidu Devrayim Bimakom Kares. So the rabbis upheld Isurim Drabanan. And we're going to be mevatel from the mitzvah, even b'makom kares. Onen u'mitzora u'beis hapras. However, by the case of onen and mitzora or beis hapras, which is a field that had a dead body plowed over in it, lo hamidu devrei b'makom kares. In these cases, the rabbis said we're going to permit an issur d'rabbanan because of the mitzvah sheyesh bo kares. I'm sorry. Onenu mitzor bezras lo emidu devrem b'makom kares. The rabbis did not uphold the Issa d'Oraisa, and they said we can be mevatel the Issa d'Oraisa because of the mitzvah sheyish bo kares. Let's see. Orel hada amaron. So, Orel, we said, the Orel is like we just said in the Mishnah, that a ger who's niskayar on Erev Pesach, even though Midoraisi is a totally great Jew, and he should be chayv to do the Karban Pesach, nevertheless, Beis Hillel says, because of Gzeira Durabanan, Beis Hillel holds, he does not bring the Karban Pesach, because of the Issa Durabanan, Gzeira Durabanan, we're afraid he's going to confuse last year and this year, if he becomes Tamei, so, even though the Karban Pesach has a mitzvah saseh sheish bo kares, nevertheless, he may not partake of the Karban Pesach. The rabbis upheld the Issa d'Rabbanan, even b'makom maseh sheish bo kares. Hazah, d'Amar Mar, Rabbi Akiva taught us earlier on Samachem and Beis, Hazah shvus, that sprinkling the Parah Aduma water is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, on Shabbos, right? It's a gzera d'rabbanan, that there's an issur d'rabbanan to sprinkle the parah aduma water on Shabbos. A hazah shvus ve'eino doches haShabbos. If a person's seventh day of hazah falls out on erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos, and allowing him to sprinkle of the parah aduma water will permit him to eat the Karban Pesach that night. Nevertheless, the rabbis upheld it, and the rabbis said, you may not sprinkle the Parah Aduma water on Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, even though that would permit you to eat the Karban Pesach. The rabbi said you can't do it because of the Issa d'Rabbanan to sprinkle the Parah Aduma water on Shabbos. So you're missing out on an Aseh Sheish Bo Kares. Izemel, what's the case of the Mila knife? The Sani we learned in a Braisa. Let's say you want to carry the Mila knife on Shabbos from the house that the Mila knife is to where the baby is. Kishem Shein Mavin, also Derech Rishos HaRabim. Just like you're not allowed to carry the Mila knife in a Rishos HaRabim, which is a Doraisa. Kach Ein Mavin, also Derech Gagos, V'Derech Chatzeres, V'Derech Karpifos. Even though these are all Rishos HaYachids, and there's an Issa D'Rabbanan to carry from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid, the Chachamim said you can't carry. Even if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and you got to give your kid a bris mila, and if you don't give your kid a bris mila, it will be usher for you to eat the Karban Pesach, because if you have a kid who doesn't have a bris mila, you can't eat the Karban Pesach, as we're going to see later on Daf Tzadi Vav. The rabbis forbade you from violating the Issa d'Rabbanan to permit you to eat the Karban Pesach. So you see, the Chachamim were mamid, their gzeirah of carrying from Yerushas Yachid to Yachid, even in a place where you will be misvatel from the mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach. Why didn't we just say Mila means that the kid himself will be able to eat from the Karban Pesach? That's also a mitzvah of Sheish Bo Kares, right? Bris Mila. Isn't that say Sheish Bo Kares? Because the halach is, there's no Kares for the kid because he can give himself a bris mila later on. That's what the Rishonim and the Achronim say. Let's continue. Now, what are the three examples of cases where the rabbis permitted you to violate their words for an aseh sheish bo kares? So the Gemara says, Onein ha'damaran. We said in the Mishnah that even though an Onein is asur midrabanan to eat karbanos, he's allowed to do it for the Karban Pesach. What's the case of Mitzora? Now, the halacha of Mitzora is very interesting. When he heals from his tzaras, he's still tamei. Once he heals, he's still tamei for 7 days. And he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he's got to bring three karbanos, Ola, Chatos, and Asham, and he brings a log shaman. And we have to give from the blood of the Asham and from the oil on his thumb and on his big toe. Now, he can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash Because before they're makriv his karbanos, he's mechusik kippurim, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. And they couldn't bring the blood out of the Beis HaMikdash because, right, any part of a carbon that goes out of the Beis HaMikdash would become pasul. So the mitzvah, we learned this earlier a few daf ago, the mitzvah used to stand in the gate, the shar nikanor. The mitzvah would stand in the gate, which the rabbis did not give kedusha of kedushas ha'azara. So he's allowed to stand there, and he's allowed to stick his pinky, he's allowed to stick his thumb and his big toe into the airspace of the azara so that they could pour the blood and the oil on his thumb and his big toe. So says the Gemara, Mitzora Mayhi, what's the halacha that the rabbi said that the rabbis permitted you to violate an issur derabbanan because of the asei sheyesh bo karis? The sani we learned to the brayso, Mitzora Shachal Shmini Shelo be'erev Pesach, a Mitzora whose eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach, v'ra keri bo bayom, and he became a Baal keri that day, so he can't even go into Har HaBayis. So Tovel, he's allowed to go to the mikvah to become tar from his keri, to go into the Har HaBayis and to be makriv his karbanos. V'ochel, and he's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. Amru Chachamim, afal pisha tvul yom. Usually a person is a tvul yom, eino nichnas. He's not allowed to go into the Har HaBayis until the evening. Zed, this mitzvah is a tvul yom in Erev Pesach, nichnas. He's allowed to go into the Har HaBayis. Mutav yavo asei sheyesh bo karis. The mitzvah has said to permit him to eat the Karban Pesach. V'yidche, it should push away the iser asei of a tvul yom going into the Har HaBayis. And even a tvul yom going into the azara, asei she'ein bo karis. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan said about this brisa, what? Is it the iser of a tvul yom going into the Har HaBayis? Is an iser asei? It's an iser doraisa? No. Devar Torah afilo asei ein bo. Mi doraisa tvul yom going onto the Har HaBayis, even an asei, there's not even an asei doraisa. Because if Yochanan holds a tvul yom of a zav is not like a real zav, and similarly a tvul yom of a balkari is not like a real balkari. Once you went to the mikvah, so midoraisa you're allowed to go on to the Har HaBayis. So says Rashi and Zvachim. And this that it says about a tvul yom ukevo hashemesh yavo al tocha machane, now that's machane shchina, that's the azara. But Machane Levia, the Har HaBayis, it's permitted for him to go in even before that. Once he goes to the mikvah, midoraisa, it's permitted. So Devar Torah says the Gemara Filo Asei Einbo. Shenemar Vayamod Yehoshafat Bekal Yudav Yishlam Bebeis Hashem Lefnei HaChatzer HaChadasha. In front of the Har, he stood in front of the Har HaBayis. My Chatzer HaChadasha. Why is the Har HaBayis called Chatzer HaChadasha? What do you mean the Beis HaMikdash was there for a long time? Shechidshu Bo Davar. On that day, they were mechadesh a halacha in the halachas of the Har HaBayis, and Rabbi Yochanan had a tradition from his rabbeim that the chiddush was v'amru tvul yom lo yikanes b'machane levia. There's an issur derabbanan that they set up that a tvul yom should not go onto the Har HaBayis. And on Erev Pesach, the rabbis permitted the issur derabbanan of the tvul yom of a mitzora who's a tvul yom for a baal keri. He can go into the Har HaBayis to get the blood sprinkled on him, so that he should be able to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. Because the rabbis did not uphold the Issur d'Rabbanan of a Tvul Yom going on to the, a Tvul Yom of a Baal Keri going on to the Har HaBayis, mid-Rabbanan, they permitted it to allow him to get the blood sprinkled on him for his Karban Mitzoras on the eighth day, so that that night he can eat from the Karban Pesach. And what's a Beis HaPras? That's the third example. Beis HaPras is a field that a grave was plowed into the field. So the rabbis decreed that 100 amas around the grave is tamei midrabanan, because we're afraid maybe the plow spread some of the bones of the dead body somewhere, and a person might touch one of these small bones, an etzem the size of a barley, etzem kisaora. Etzem kisaora is mitamei b'maga uvamasa. So Beis HaPras, what's the case where the rabbis suspended the Issa D'Rabbanan in face of a mitzvah sheish bo kares? Disna, there's a Mishnah in Alos, v'shavin Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel both agree, shebodkin la'osei Pesach, a person who has to go through a Beis HaPras to be makav his korban Pesach, no other way he can get there. His house is surrounded by a Beis HaPras. So he's allowed to check. The Gemara is going to say how in a minute. He's a similar Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Shebodkin la'osei Pesach. If a guy's got to go through a Beis HaPras, he's allowed to check it. He's allowed to pass through it by checking it. Ve'ein bodkin la'ochlei truma. But if a guy just has to eat truma, then he's not allowed to use the shtick of checking. He can wait, and he can delay the eating of the truma. Right, you're not allowed to rely on the bdik of a truma because he can wait and eat the truma later. Says the Gemara, how do you check? My bodkin. I'm reading the Marshmol, Menapeach Beis HaPras V'Holech. You get down on your hands and knees, and you can blow in front of you and blow all the bones out of the way. You blow to make sure there's any bones there. And that's the way you get through. Rav Yehuda bar Abai, Mishmei de Rav Yehuda Omar, Beis HaPras Sheni Dash Tar. Rav Yehuda bar Abai, Mishmei de Rav Yehuda Omar, no. Once it's been trampled by lots of people, we assume that the bones are gone. They're out of there. And therefore, you're allowed to rely on the fact that it was trampled. Since it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan, so once it's trampled, it is permissible. Hadron Aloch, Perek HaIsha, Baruch Hashem, we finished the 8th Perek of Psachim, and now we're going to start the 9th Perek, which is all about the Halachas of Pesach Sheni, and after the 9th Perek comes the 10th Perek. Looking forward to that. Ivrei Psachim and the 9th Perek, looking forward to all of it. Okay. Says the Mishnah at the beginning of the 9th Perek. So the Torah says, if someone was Tamei LaNefesh, or Bederech Rechoka, or he was far away, so he does Pesach Sheni. If he was Tamei or Bederech Rechoka. So the Mishnah is going to list some other people that also bring Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Misha Haya Tamei, if somebody was Tamei by Pesach Rishon, or he was far away. The Mishnah later on is going to say, how far away do you have to be Bederech Rechoka? According to one opinion, it means you were 1 foot outside the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Misha Yitamei Bederech Rechoka, V'lo Asa Es HaRishon. He didn't do Karban Pesach Rishon. Yaseh Es HaSheni. He does Pesach Sheni. Shagag Onenas, V'lo Asa Es HaRishon. Let's say a person was Shagag Onenas, a person, B'shogeg. You forgot it was Erev Pesach. Can you imagine such a person? B'shogeg. You forgot it was Erev Pesach. Onenas. Or Chas V'Shalom was in the hospital. Whatever it was. He had an urgent emergency to take care of. He was in jail. Whatever. He was in Ones. V'lo'as HaRishon. Yaseh HaSheni. So he's allowed to do Pesach Sheni. Right, the Yerushalmi quotes that from the extra words ish ish ki yatam, we include even shogeg and onus are pushed to Pesach Shein. So shogeg unenas v'lo asa rishon yaseh sheni. Im kein, if anyone is an onus, lama nemar tamei oshay b'derech rechoka. Why does the Torah stipulate these? Any ones can go to Pesach Sheni, says the Mishnah. She'elu piturin me'kares. These people are exempt from kares. And therefore the Torah says Derech Rechoka to teach us that even someone who is Derech Rechoka is also exempt from kares, even though he could have arranged that he wasn't B'Derech Rechoka. Ve'elu, but someone who is not Shogeg or an onus, chayovin bi kares. So these that are listed are pater from kares. However, if you're mazed, right, if you miss it on purpose, then you would be chayev kares. It's only these people who had an excuse. But other people would be chayev kares. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly this line means. Says the Gemara. Now we're going to talk about, the Gemara is talking about a machlokes, somebody who's bederech or chok at the time of the shechit of the Karban Pesach, and throughout the night, which is the zman of the achila of the Karban Pesach, he could come to Yerushalayim and eat it, and other people shechted him on, included him in the Karban Pesach. So he was bederech or chok during the time of the shechit, but at night he could get there. So what's the halacha? Itmar. They said in the basement, "How you bederech chachoka?" If a person was bederech chachoka at the time of the shechita at chatzos hayom until shkia, the whole time he was bederech chachoka. V'shachatu v'zarku alav, and they included him in the Karban Pesach, and they sprinkled the blood for him. And sometime during the night, he's going to come to Yerushalayim and he can eat it. But he was bederech chachoka during the shechita and the zrikas hadam. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtze. Rav Nachman says, he's Yotze. He doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hurtze. Rav Sheshes says he's not allowed to partake of the Karban Pesach, and he has to do Pesach Sheni. Rav Nachman Amar Hurtze. Mechas Hu Dechas Rachmana Alav. The Torah gives you a leniency that when you're Bederech Chachoka, that you won't be Chayev Karis if you don't Makar V'Rishon. But V'Ovid, however, if you appoint a shliach to bring the Karban Pesach for you, tavo alav bracha, gevaldik, your yotze. Rav Sheshes Amar Lo Hurtze, midcha dachi rachmana ketame. The Torah says if you're bederech chachoka, you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach rishon. You're like a tame. You compare you to a tame. And even if people would include you, once you're bederech chachoka during the shas hashchita, you have to bring Pesach Sheni. And now the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the Amud trying to prove Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Nachman, mina amin Allah. Rav Nachman says, how could I prove my opinion that if you were bederech rechoka, you are allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. They can bring the Karban Pesach for you. This night we learned in the Mishnah. Misha tell me about chokah v'lo asa es harishon yas es hasheni. It implies if you were bederech chokah and you didn't do it, if you didn't do it, then you could do pesach sheni. Michlal di bayava. That sounds a little bit like that. If you were bederech chokah and you didn't do it, it sounds like you could possibly do it. Michlal di bayava. And the implication is, if you were bederech chachoka and you wanted to have somebody do it for you, you could. Just you happen to have not do it. It's a proof to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amar Lach, no. Rav Sheshes rejects the proof. Ihachi, if you want to tell me that the language of velo asa implies that you really could do it. Seifa diktani shagag onenas velo asa. Esarishon yases hasheni mi diktani velo asa. Mechlal di boy ovid. You want to tell me you were b'shogeg, you forgot it was Pesach, you could have done it? Hare shogag. You didn't know it was Pesach. Hare nenas. How can you tell me v'lo asa? Ella. No, you have to say, mezid katani badayu. You needed to include mezid in the second that really mezid, really the Mishnah includes mezid together with shogeg and onus. And it was on the case of mezid that it meant v'lo asa. V'lo asa, you didn't do it b'mezid. Hachanami, so too in the Reisha, onein katani badayu. Really, you meant to include onein was the case of, on the case of onein, we're saying v'lo asa. He didn't do the, because onein really can't do the Pesach Rishon by somebody shechting for him. But if you're bederech chachoka, really, somebody could do it for you. Says the Gemara brings a proof to this. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deka. If you read the Mishnah carefully, you have to see that you really had to include Mezid and Onin. In the case of Lo Asa, in the Seifa, meant Mezid, and the case of Lo Asa in the Reisha means Onin. Diktani elu paturin mi karis ve'elu chayavin bi karis. Ahoy, who's that going on the chayav karis? Ilema ashogig venenas. Shogig venenas b'nei karis dinu. What do you mean? You're not chayav karis. El alav amazed ve'onein. It means amazed would be chayav karis. And an onein would be chayav karis if he doesn't do it. So, must be they have to include mazed and an onein, so you have no raya to Reb Nachman. Because the lo asa is talking about an onein in the first case, and lo asa is talking about mazed in the seifa. The Gemara rejects this. For Reb Nachman, who holds that you don't add on onein to the ratio of the Mishnah, he brought a proof from the lo asa. Reb Nachman Amalach, no. La'olam amazed l'chudei. The Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about Mazid, who's Chayev Karis. Uvedinu Dibayle Lemisne Chayev. Really, the Mishnah should have said Chayev in the singular, not Chayavin. It should have said Chayev in the singular. Chayev Karis, Lashin Yachid. V'hai Diktani Chayavin, the reason why it said Chayavin in the plural, since only told Mazid, I did the Tana Resha Piturin. Since the Reisha had the language in the plural, Tana Sefer Chayavin. But it's really only, so really, Rav Nachman holds, you don't say Onen in the Reisha. So Velo Asa is going on Derech Chokah. So we see that if someone who's B'Derech Chokah is allowed to bring the, he's allowed to appoint a Shliach to bring the Karban Pesach for him in the Reisha. And in the Sefer, you include Mazid, the Chayav Karis is going on a person who's Mazid in the Sefer. The Gemara tries to bring another proof to Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Aminala. Rav Sheshes says, how can I prove that someone who's Bederech Rechoka is not permitted to appoint a Shliach to bring the Korban on his behalf? If he's going to be able to come to Yerushalayim at night. The Sani Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, it says in the Torah, Ish Ish Kiyat Tamil HaNefesh, O Bederech Rechoka V'Asa Pesach Lashem. Nemar Tamei V'Nemar Bederech Rechoka. The Torah says Tamei, and the Torah says Derech Rechoka. Ma Tamei. Just like a Tameh is someone who physically would be able to be in Beis HaMikdash to bring it. He's right here. He just has a halacha that doesn't let him to go in because he's Tameh. Ve'eino osav, the Torah says he can't do it. After Chokah Nabi. So to Derech Chokah. Shesipek biyado lasos. We're talking about a case that he is able to do it, yet he's exempt. How could he? Ve'eino osav. How can it be someone who's able to do it? He could appoint a shliach. And yet, the Torah says he's not allowed to do it. He's pushed away. So Rav Sheshes says, you see from here that this is correct. That even though physically he could appoint a shliach to do it, nevertheless, he's not allowed to. And Rav Nachman rejects it. Rav Nachman Amar Lach, no. Rabbi Akiva L'tamei D'Kosova Ein Shochtin V'Zarkan Al Tamei Sheretz. No. You can't prove... You can't prove from this, this statement of Rabbi Akiva. No, Rabbi Akiva is going according to his own shita. The Kesavah in Shochtim v'Zorkan Tmei Sheretz. He holds that a person who's Tmei Sheretz is not allowed to appoint a shliach to shecht for him, even though he's only tamei until the night and he can eat it that night. So Rabbi Akiva says that just like a tamei, he's not allowed to appoint a shliach. So too, someone who's b'derech rechoka also can't appoint a shliach. But I hold like the opinion that says that a person who's a Tmei Sheretz is allowed to appoint a Shliach to bring the Korban on his behalf. So too a person's B'derech Rechoka, Rav Nachman says he's allowed to appoint a Shliach to bring the Korban on his behalf, and he can come eat it at night. Okay. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. We'll see you, Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning at 7:05.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a wonderful day.